Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Monday morning to you. U.S. stock futures are moving lower after the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus raised international markets, rolled them, proposing a hefty levy on bank deposits as a condition for a national bailout. The measures being proposed in Cyprus are kindling fears of bank runs in the other 16 nations that use the euro. Lawmakers in Cyprus postponed a vote today on a deposit tax of 6.75% on accounts up to $131,000 and 9.9% over that amount. Traders in Singapore, Seoul, Geneva, and Rotterdam say that demand for U.S. and South American corn should increase after high levels of aflatoxin were found in European grain. The European Union permits aflatoxin levels of no more than 20 parts per million in feed-grade corn. Some Central European consignments were found to have between 50 and 100 parts per million. A 45,000-ton cargo imported into Germany from Siberia earlier this month was found also to have high aflatoxin levels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,450, down 63 points. The NASDAQ, 3,226, down almost 23. And the S&P 500 at 1,549, down 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Cool temperatures will be the domination for a big part of North America as we move forward through this next 4 week to 10 days. The cool weather is of interest because it is prolonging winter conditions in quite a few areas. For the heart of the U.S. Midwest, the coolness is not going to have a huge impact. We do have some small weather disturbances that will bring some precipitation across the region periodically. And as each one of these systems passes through the region, we will experience a temporary lift in soil moisture. With temperatures not turning a great deal warmer than they should be at this time of the year, in fact, they're actually colder than normal. With temperatures like that, we will probably not be capable of really drying up the soil very well. And that means as we move into the last days of March and get close to the start of the planting season in the lower Midwest, we're probably going to be looking at some pretty wet conditions. Now, we can probably fix that with a week or two of sunshine or warmer weather, and maybe that'll occur, but most of the trend modeling data that we've been looking at here recently does not necessarily offer a tremendous amount of warm weather, even in the early days of April. That could set the stage for some field working delays, and that does seem to be what the marketplace is talking most about here today. Well, the precipitation prospects across the region as we move forward through this week will be dominated by two primary storm systems. The first one's already underway. We have some snow and blowing snow occurring in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. This morning, we'll likely see some rain and thunderstorm activity falling apart across the easternmost fringes of the Midwest, and that will extend down into portions of the Tennessee River Basin as well. As we go through the night tonight, most of the precipitation will exit out of the Midwest. The upper portions of the region will still see snow into tomorrow morning. We will find the showers and thunderstorms out of the eastern Midwest, maybe even a few snow showers coming in behind it, and we'll see rain and thunderstorms down in the southeastern corner of the country. Most of the precipitation that occurs will be light to moderate, I imagine, in the eastern Midwest and the southeastern states, but staying light in the northern portions of the Midwest. And then after the system is gone, it'll be cool across the Midwest for a number of days, probably getting us on into the end of the week. There will be a new storm system that will develop as warmer air tries to come into the region. That new storm system will form in the plains, work its way eastward into the heart of the Midwest, the Delta, even the southeastern states. The storm system will produce a little rain and snow, maybe some freezing rain as we finish out the work week and move into the weekend. A second disturbance will come in behind it, producing some cooler air as well as precipitation, which is likely to change some of that moisture into a snow event. and this will likely take place in the Central Plains initially and work its way across the northern and central portions of the Midwest as we go deeper into the coming weekend. Another round of cold air certainly will settle into the region after that, and that's one of the reasons why we think that the rest of the month of March is likely to be colder biased. We'll look for some kind of a warm-up maybe occurring in early April, but as I mentioned before, the odds are fairly good that we will not see a prolonged period of warmer than normal conditions, at least not for right now. We see highs only in the teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt. In contrast to that, the lower eastern Midwest will see high temperatures in the 40s and some lower 50s, but we'll be in the 70s, perhaps even near or slightly over 80 degrees the next couple of days in the lower parts of the Delta and parts of the southeastern corner of the country. That warm air down there will abate, though, fairly quickly. We'll see some cooler weather. So move on into the latter part of this week. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest to be mostly in the 20s and 30s for highs. That'll be like Thursday of this week with some 40s in the far south. And we'll look for the low temperatures actually going below zero on a frequent basis during the first half of this week in the Dakotas and Minnesota, with positive single digits and teens expected across the remainder of the northern Midwest, with readings in the south being in the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's go ahead and look at the markets, see how they are currently trading. In Kansas City, electronic markets here. May wheat at 744 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. July, 749 and three quarters, down 6. May wheat in Chicago, 716.5, down 6.5. July is 717, down 4.25. May corn, 712.5, down 4.5. July, 695 and three quarters, down 4.5. And December at 558.25, down 3.5. May soybeans, 1412.25, down 13.75, now 13.5. July, 1395 and three quarters, down 15. November, 1251 and three quarters, down 9.25. May soybean meal, 41390, down 490. And May soybean oils, 4957, down 34 cents.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. So here's a question for you.
Yes.
You're the average citizen in Cyprus. I wonder how you would feel about having to pay somewhere between 6 3/4 and 9.9% on any deposit you make in the bank.
I'm not going to feel very good and probably would be part of the crowd that's going to the bank and getting their money out today or over the weekend. And I think probably going to see more of that, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little more of that spread across the European Union here this morning, and obviously helping the dollar rally here this morning as we kind of get back to a safe haven talk here this morning. And once again, that's a little negative to commodities. But if I was a citizen, I'd probably feel a little uncomfortable here this morning.
So the money's coming out, and there's some fear that it could spread to other Euro nations, even though there would be no rational reason, a kind of a bank run mentality. Dollar's higher, and that's impacting the commodities, and soybeans especially lower today.
Yeah, I think it's more just a reminder of the fragileness of maybe some of the European economies. You know, we've been kind of moved that off the front page here the last few weeks as we've traded more fundamental issues, but just more of a reminder that there is some things going on over there that are probably concerning, of course, with some of their economies that have never really gone away, Dave. And then, of course, you can compact that with the fact that fundamental news is a little quiet until we see the numbers here at the end of the month, and it doesn't take much to kind of move this market around on some of that bad news.
I guess Malaysian palm oils could be used as a reason for soybeans, but I just feel it's like follow-through weakness from last week.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too. We lost quite a bit of values in the nearby beans here since last Tuesday, and we continue to see some weakness here this morning. You know, we talk a lot about the delays in the Brazil logistics, mm-hmm. but we are seeing ships continue to get loaded every day, Dave, so we are seeing supplies moved out into the world market and just haven't quite seen the daily announcements that we were kind of used to there for a while, and it's kind of dried down, and most of the stuff that we're seeing bought from China is for new crops, so some of this logistics issues is kind of starting to work its way through just gradually.
Corn holding up fairly well, though, it seems like, against all what we've been talking about.
Yeah, 100-day moving average today around 709 and three quarters, so we'll see if that kind of holds here. I mean, we still need to kind of have this function of the market where we kind of need to encourage the producer to kind of move some grain here, so probably going to be somewhat supported, I think, nearby, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Bye.
That's Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May wheat 716.5, down 6.5. July 717, down 4.25. May corn 712.25, down 4.75. December 558, down 3.75. May soybeans 1412.5, down 13.5. July 1395, down 15.75. November soybeans 1251.5, and they are down 9.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.